بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
Today, the media network are tools and instruments for cultural infiltration. Today, they are the enemy's tools for cultural domination. And to say it briefly, economic independence is the refusal to be digested into the stomach of the global economy. Notice that they, the Americans, said after the nuclear negotiations that the nuclear deal should cause Iran's economy to merge with the global economy. Merge? What does merging mean? What is the global economy? Is the global economy a fair, reasonable, and rational system? Not at all. An economy whose plan has been formulated by the Global Committee and whose various branches are spread throughout the world is a plan and system that has been devised mainly by Zionists, capitalists, and some non-Zionists with the purpose of usurping the economic resources of the entire world. This is the order system of the global community and the global economy. If a country merges its economy with the global economy, this is not a source of pride. Rather, it is a loss and a defeat.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
During the time of sanctions, too, they had an economic goal. When sanctions were imposed on us, the Americans stated that the purpose of sanctions is to cripple the economy of Iran. Now that the nuclear negotiations have been conducted, certain results have been produced. Here, too, they pursue an economic goal. One of their goals is to target our economy. They want to swallow Iran's economy through the stomach of the international and global economy headed by America. Economic independence is achieved only through an economy of resistance. We name this year the year of the economy of resistance, action, and implementation. Fortunately, the honorable administration has begun action and implementation. According to the report that they have delivered to me, the good tasks have been carried out. If it continues with the same strength and methods, and if it moves forward with the same seriousness, the people will undoubtedly witness those results. This is the economy of resistance. All great economic decisions should be defined on the basis of the economy of resistance.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.